Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Jill DeVries, organizer of the Edible Festival here in Pella. And it's coming up real soon here. And first and foremost, Jill, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Thank you.
So the Edible Festival is on the 17th, and it's going to offer residents a variety of things. Could you just give us, to start with, a brief overview of what people should expect from the event?
I have Cheryl Ellingwood from Empowered Health coming in. She will be talking about what kind of greens and how to put more greens into your diet. She is really good into health foods and all that kind of stuff, and I thought she would be a great asset to this festival. Another one is Treva Reimer. Known her for many years. She loves herbs, and she's going to show us all kinds of different things that we can do with herbs. Herbs is becoming very popular in the cooking industry, and I think this will be a good match for her. The city of Pella is also coming in. They are going to do garden plots over by our DeBlumenhof on Main Street or behind in Kiwanis Park. And I thought it would be a great opportunity to have them come in and kind of talk about what's going on with that, because I have had people asking me questions about it. And then I'm going to just do some containers and some vegetables and talk about how to take care of your garden with the weeds and diseases, which will probably be pretty prevalent this year. And just whatever else they have questions about, we'll be there to help out.
So the event will offer locals basically a chance to think about leading a slightly healthier growing and eating life. Is this going to be focused more on the cooking and so on element? Or is it just, you know, is there going to be a general nutrition stuff as well as the eat less salt?
I think Cheryl will be coming in with the nutrition. And Treva and I will be working on garden, what to put in your gardens. And then Treva will also put into cooking, and I think Cheryl will be doing the same thing too.
Is this the first year of the event, or has it been going for a while?
No, this is the first time that I have done this one. I have usually initiated other classes and workshops that help, you know, inform, educate, present new ideas in the gardening world, and I've been doing that for the last 2-3 years. And this one, I've seen through other garden centers and listening to media that I think this would be a good fit for Pella and trying to get them more informed, more involved with going green.
And, you know, going green is something that's a hot topic these days. Are there any other things about this that you'd like to highlight?
We're going back to our basics, back to gardening, back to what our forefathers used to do. And Pella has not really let it die, where other communities have let it die. And I'm trying to get it to revive, and the younger generation, that they're getting a little interested, but their parents didn't do that. So there's a lot of questions, a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of issues going on that the younger group of people need to know or want to know, or just in general, just it's good to be there and help them out with everything. There's new things coming out all the time, and I try to keep on top of that. And just to convey that to the public is always a big thing, too. But educating is the big, big thing in my area.
Excellent. Well, if people are interested in attending, is there anything that they need to do to register, or is it just a show-up kind of thing?
We have learned in the past just to show up and come and sit and enjoy with all the presentations that are going to be going on. It goes from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2, possibly 3 o'clock in the afternoon, different topics at almost every hour by the hour at DeBlumenhof, across from Fairway on Washington Street.
Well, I just would like to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Jill.
Thank you.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.